Masechet Horayot Perek Gimal Mishnah Aleph. We learned in the last Perek that different korbanot are brought by different people, depending on what sin they did and depending on their status as an individual. A Kohen Gadol and a Nasi, a king, have to bring certain unique korbanot. The Kohen Gadol has to bring the Par Kohen Mashiach, and the Nasi has to bring the Nasi's Hatat. So here we'll talk about a situation. If these two individuals, if they sinned while they were in their position of Kohen Gadol and King, but were removed from their position before they actually brought the Korbanot. So basically, what do we go by? What Korban do they bring? Did they bring a Korban that's based on what they were, what status they were when they committed the sin, or what their status is when they're bringing the Korban? Mishnah says, Kohen Mashiach Shehata. If a Kohen who was anointed, a Kohen Gadol, sinned and he became obligated to bring the Par Kohen Mashiach, ve'achar kach avad b'mishichuto, but then before he brought the Korban, he left his position. That is, he stopped serving as Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol could be removed if he develops something on his body that's a mum, that's a blemish, or if he becomes too old to serve. Ve'chen, nasi shehata, ve'achar kach avad migidulato. Same thing, if a king, he sinned and he became obligated to bring the hatat of the Nasi, but before he brought the Korban, he left the position of kingship that he had. He was removed from the throne. He could be removed from the throne if he develops Sara'at. He can't have that position if he has Sara'at, or if he has most of the nation rebel against him. So what do they do? Kohen Mashiach mevi par, vehan Nasi mevi sa'ir. The Kohen Mashiach, or the former Kohen Mashiach, the person who was removed from his position, he brings a bull, which is the Par Kohen Mashiach, and the former king, the former Nasi, brings a Sa'ir, a male goat, which is the Nasi's Hatat. So what we're seeing from here is the person's Korban is based on the status of what he was at the Sha'at Ma'aseh of the sin. When he sinned, that determines what Korban he brings, even though later on they don't fit that position that when they're bringing the Korban. Since these two individuals, the Kohen Mashiach and the king, when they perform the Avera, they were in their status, they bring that type of Korban, even though they're no longer in that position.